So this chant that you're listening to, the metta or loving kindness chant, just to let the spirit of the chant, that quality of gentleness, be with you right from the start. With that gentleness, let your attention go inward and just take a few full breaths so that we begin in a simple way, inhaling deeply, feeling the in-breath, filling the lungs with the in-breath, and then just slowly exhaling. So you're very aware of the sensation of the breath leaving. That's it. And again, inhaling a long, slow, deep in-breath. And then gently releasing the breath. And sense the experience of letting go. Letting go. Again, breathing in. Perhaps holding the breath for a moment so you can feel the fullness. And then slowly exhaling. Again, see how much you can just let go with the exhale. As the breath becomes natural, see if you can rest with the breath, continuing to relax. And continuing to let your senses be awake, so you're aware of the sounds that are here. Aware of the whole sense of sensation through the body. Aware of the state of your heart. Just noticing if there's any particular emotion or mood that's predominant, without any judgment, including what's here. Sometimes the words, this too, just making room for how it is. We open with the simple reflection of aspiration. See if in a fresh way you can just inquire, what really brings you here this evening? What is it that the heart longs for? What matters to you? So we listen to our hearts and sense how in some way we care about awakening, or maybe the language of presence, of relaxing, perhaps touching peace, of realizing the truth of what we are, of living from love, from presence. Whatever your prayer is, just feel your own sincerity of what matters. And it's from that presence and that heart that we chant together the mantra Om. If you'd like to bring the palms together, chanting from the heart, we'll chant three times. Please inhale deeply.
Thank you.
See if you can make yourself at home in this moment. There's a kind of relaxing back that's possible. You can take a bit of time and just scan through the body and see if there's areas of habitual holding or tightness, kind of unnecessary tension. Just in noticing, letting the tension relax itself. Perhaps bringing a soft awareness to the shoulder area. And see if it's possible, if there's a little letting go that can happen. Maybe feeling the arms from the inside. So there can be a loosening. And letting the hands rest very easily. Feeling them from the inside. A very soft awareness. So you can feel the life that's there. The awareness is very receptive, as if you can receive the sensations. Let the chest be open and see if you can relax and loosen through the belly. Just a very soft awareness there. Open to the sensations that are arising. Feeling the legs from the inside and the feet. So you can receive that sense of tingling or vibrating. Just the aliveness that's right here. Notice what happens if you widen the lens and just in a comprehensive way feel this whole body, this whole field of sensation. Sensing how it's all moving, pulsing, tingling. And just let everything happen. You can notice that everything's happening in awareness. These sensations are arising, passing in awareness. Occurring in awareness. Listening. Listening not just with the ears, but with the whole, all the senses, the whole awareness. Listening. And sounds are occurring in awareness. Resting in that openness that's listening, that's feeling, awareness doesn't oppose anything or control anything. It's the space that everything's happening in. Listening to and feeling the entire moment. Sensing the presence that's right here. This awake quality, this allowing space that sounds happen in, sensations, feelings. If the mind is very busy, it can be helpful to sense in the foreground the inflow and outflow of the breath. Relaxing, resting with the breath. And yet still including this whole play of sound, other sensations. You'll notice the tendency of the mind to drift from this presence, to get lost in thoughts, commentary, kind of inner discursiveness, the future, the past. No need to struggle against thoughts, just to notice when you do. What we sometimes call the trance of thinking, the dream. You can mentally note thinking, if that helps you, to wake up out of the dream and back into what's right here. Listening to these sounds right now. Listening to and feeling the sensations in the body. Relaxing the heart, feeling the heart. Sensing the inflow and outflow of the breath, this body breathing. So the senses are wide awake. And there can be a kind of vivid quality of here-ness, of being right here. If what's right here feels difficult, uncomfortable, challenging, and to really bring a quality of gentleness, of kindness. A kind of a soft inner whisper of yes, or this too. To make room for the life that's here. If you notice you've been lost in thought, you might listen to sound again. Listening can be the most direct gateway back to this open, allowing presence. Listening to and feeling the life of the body. You might even mentally whisper here. And really let yourself relax right back into this moment. Be at home in this moment. You might ask yourself, is it possible to let go, to relax just a little bit more? You don't have to force anything, just to ask that question. Is it possible to let go, to relax just a little bit more? For these last few moments, really letting your meditation be simple. Simply noticing what's happening and relaxing with it. Totally letting be, surrendering moment after moment into the aliveness that's here.